It's time for business news. Ko Taku Hoa NINA, ko Nona Peltier, who joins me in the studio. Nona, Electricity Authority, well, it's moved quickly to stop big low power deals. What's behind this?
So, Tiwai Point, where we have the aluminium smelter, got a sort of a sweetheart deal some years back to keep running the smelter. There was a concern that, well, Rio Tinto, which owns the smelter, had raised concerns that they were paying too much. That had to do with a transmission line. Now, that has been resolved. So we're just now talking about the generation. And the Electricity Authority is concerned that the companies that are negotiating with TY to put a new power supply in place after 2024 shouldn't be allowed to just go ahead and come up with any kind of deal, because the deal that they came up with before probably cost consumers maybe $200 each extra year to subsidize what was really a, I guess, a loss-making power contract, if you can imagine. Now, that the situation, though, has changed quite a lot since then. These days, the Contact and Meridian, who are involved with the contract negotiations, have invested with TransPower to move more of the power north so that there's less reliance on the smelter. So on one hand, the Electricity Authority is coming in, but maybe after the party, because what's going to happen in the future is going to, that one sweetheart deal is unlikely to be replicated. But there are other factors. So now we're getting data centers into the country. We're also talking about green hydrogen, which would also be very power intensive. And so any kind of large scale development, say 150 megawatts, the Electricity Authority wants to be in on the game before the negotiations begin. Some people in the market, though, are saying, wow, when does a regulator interfere in the negotiations, the contract negotiations between one party and another? Doesn't seem quite right. So this is a temporary measure that the authority has put in place, asking for some feedback. I'm sure they're going to get plenty.
Let's move on to Auckland Airport. It's getting a steady increase in passengers, but they're kind of forecasting it's a while before they get back to what they would consider normal.
Yeah, well, they just released their net profit down 59%, an underlying profit loss of $11.6 million. That's the second year in a row they've made a loss. Not surprising, we all know why.
Yeah.
So we don't have to go through that. But basically, it's the outlook that sort of quite conservative. The International Association that looks at aviation, IATA is what they're called, has suggested that, you know, global travel will come back to normal in 2024. The Auckland Airport doesn't think so. We are lagging behind the rest of the world in the sense that we're 6 to 9 months behind Europe and North America and when they open their borders.
And we're also at the end of the bus route.
Yeah, we really are. And also, you know, we had like something like, I think, almost 30 airlines were flying here prior to the COVID shutdowns. These days, it's 17. So we're a long way from getting back to where we were. So the market didn't really love the result. In many respects, the airport's doing everything it can to build back, but they're saying it's going to take some work to bring back the airlines that were once here. Visitor numbers certainly are still down. Domestic was down. We did see a boost in international, but that's only since the borders reopened in April. And the airport saying that was a turning point. So let's see that if they can build on that. But it could take some time. And then as a result of that, their share price, it fell 1.3% today.
Okay. And what was happening on the rest of the markets, Nona?
Yeah, overall we were down, but that's in line with Asia, a third of a percent, a 39-point drop to 11,814. And the New Zealand dollar is trading at 62.8 US cents, 90.6 Australian, and 52.1 British pence. And that, again, is really a big dollar story. There is the minutes that the US Federal Reserve have released recently indicates that they are on track to continue to raise interest rates there.